This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. The White House says U.S. President Donald Trump did not contradict his top intelligence official about Russian election interference. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on Wednesday's back and forth.
Asked by a reporter if Russia is still targeting the U.S., the president said no, appearing to deny Moscow is going after American elections, which is sharply at odds with recent warnings from his intelligence chief. But the White House is disputing what the president meant in saying no.
I was in the room as well, and I didn't take it the way you did.
Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says she took it as the president saying no to answering more questions, even though he went on to answer one on Russia, saying no president's been tougher on Moscow. She says he believes Russia remains a threat to American elections. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A Russian woman arrested in Washington over the weekend appears to have ties to Russia's intelligence services. That's according to court documents obtained on Wednesday. Maria Butina faces charges of working as an illegal foreign agent in the United States. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley defended the June decision for the U.S. to withdraw from the U.N. Human Rights Council. She said Wednesday at a conservative foundation in Washington, the body is the UN's greatest failure.
It has been a bully pulpit for human rights violators. And the Human Rights Council has been not a place of conscience, but a place of politics.
Haley said Washington disagrees with the council's makeup, which includes some of the world's worst rights offenders, including China, Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt. The first commercial flight from Ethiopia to Eritrea in 20 years landed safely in Asmara on Wednesday. More coverage on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The evacuation of thousands of people from two pro-Syrian government villages in the northwest got underway overnight. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and a commander in the regional alliance that backs Damascus made the confirmations. The two villages in Idlib province have been besieged by rebel fighters for years. They're being evacuated as part of a mediated deal between insurgents and the government that includes a release of prisoners held by the government. Sources on both sides have made that confirmation. Witnesses said several roadside bombs and mortar rounds wounded 11 people in the northern Iraqi oil city of Kirkuk on Wednesday. A police official said the bombs had targeted a commercial district of the city. Iraqi Kurdish media said an Iranian Kurdish dissident has been found shot dead in northeastern Iraq's autonomous Kurdistan region. Erbil-based news agency Rudah first reported the death Wednesday, quoting a mayor as saying Iqbal Muradi's body was found on the outskirts of town with several bullet holes. Muradi, a member of the Association of Human Rights in Kurdistan of Iran, had been living in exile in the Iraqi Kurdish town. He had survived an earlier attempt on his life in 2008. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday the remains of some American servicemen killed in the Korean War would be returned to the U.S. in coming weeks.
We're making progress along the border to get the return of remains, a very important issue for those families. We think in the next couple of weeks we'll have the first remains returned. That's the commitment. So a progress certainly being made there.
Officials from the two countries met on the inter-Korean border on Sunday and Monday in an effort to coordinate the return of the remains of the soldiers who were killed during the war in the early 1950s. The date and the number of sets of remains to be returned were not disclosed. The 12 boys and their soccer coach rescued from a flooded cave in Thailand recounted details of their ordeal on Wednesday for the first time in public. Reuters' Scarlett Savitunovich reports.
The 12 boys from the Wild Boars soccer team, along with their coach, described what it was like being trapped underground for over 2 weeks.
I was really afraid, not to be able to return home.
The team was found squatting in a flooded chamber several kilometres within the cave complex and described the moment two British divers discovered them as magical.
We heard some noises of people talking, so we told each other to be quiet and listen to the noise. We weren't sure, so we listened, and it turns out, yes, it's true.
That was Reuters' Scarlett Savitunovich reporting. The team was released from the hospital earlier on Wednesday. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.